الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن قال الله عز وجل يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم على العالمين صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, last week we read the verse وَلَنْ تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَنْ نَصَارَى, that the Yahud and Nasara will never be pleased with Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam follows their creed and religion. Here in the current verse we read, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the Bani Israel again. And Allah here tells them that remember and ponder over my bounties, my blessings that I conferred upon you, O Bani Israel. وَأَنِّي فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ, and that I have given you excellence and I have made you superior, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them certain, Allah has favored them and Allah has made them the best of people in their time. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reiterating the same message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was always telling the Bani Israel. We see this verse comes multiple times in the same surah, and the idea is for Allah, the idea is for Bani Israel to desist and stop what they were doing of shirk and kufr, and for them to now ponder over the bounties of Allah and turn to Allah and accept Islam wholeheartedly. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا لَا تَجْزِي نَفْسٌ عَن نَفْسٍ شَيْئًا. Allah tells them that now fear a day, that is the day of Qiyamah, where no soul shall help another soul in any way. In other words, this refers to a disbelieving soul. A soul which is a disbelieving soul, a kafir soul, shall not help another soul in any way. وَلَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهَا عَدْلٌ, no any ransom shall be accepted from the kuffar on that day. وَلَا تَنْفَعُهَا شَفَاعَةٌ, intercession also will not help the disbelievers in any way. And then Allah says, وَلَا هُمْ يُنْصَرُونَ, no will the disbelievers be helped against the adab of Allah in any way. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here starts a new discussion by saying how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah says, وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. Allah says, and remember when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's Lord tested him with words, and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam fulfilled them. Here we see in this verse how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested the most beloved of his creation to him in that time, that was none other than Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And the idea of testing the most beloved of people to him in that time, Nabi Ibrahim, was to show everybody that if a prophet of Allah can be tested, all the more reason you and I also in this dunya will be tested. Allah wants to see how genuine and sincere believers and what steadfastness we have on our iman. That is why in one verse Allah says, Alif Lam Mim, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَرُونَ. Does man think that he'll be left? That merely he says, Amanna, I have brought iman, and he'll never be put to the test? Does man think he'll never be tested? So here Allah is testing the most beloved of people to him, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Mufassirin mentioned that the word kalimat here, words, refer to tests. فَأَتَمَّهُنْ, and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam fulfilled them. In other words, he passed his test. Like how we say, pass your test with flying colors. This is how Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam passed his test. Now what were the tests that were sent down upon Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam? Some Mufassirin mentioned there were like plus minus 10 different tests and trials that were sent down upon Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Some say more. Now of course there are so many incidents. Some of them are even reported in the Quran itself. For example, for instance, the story of Namrud. When Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was living in the time of Namrud, and they were idol worshippers. In fact, we rather just make reference to it from the Quran itself in Surah Safat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains a few stories in one particular place, in one particular page. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the story of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, how he was tested. So here in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, where he speaks about Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the people of that time, Namrud, they were idol worshippers. The people of Namrud also were idol worshippers. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, his own family members were engaged with idol worshipping, and this hurt and upset Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam because of the shirk that he had saw in them. So on one occasion they were coming out, they were going out for some Eid, some festival of theirs. And what did they do? They left some food there behind by the idols, and they went out for the Eid. They asked Nabi Ibrahim, are you coming with us? He said, no, he's not coming, I'm not feeling well. Now the reason why they kept this food by the idols, زَعَمُوا التَّبَرُّكَ عَلَيْهِ, they believed and they asserted that these, or the food will get tabarruk because of it being with the idols. And when they left for this Eid, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Quran says he went to these idols, فَرَاغَ إِلَىٰ آلِهَتِهِمْ. Quran says رَاغَ, رَاغَ means مَا لَئِ بِخُفْيَ. In other words, he stole away to the idols and then he asked the idols, أَلَا تَأْكُلُونَ, yes, food here, yeah, I see, but you do not eat this food, do you not eat this food? مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَنْتِقُونَ. Now of course, the idols cannot respond. They are not going to answer him in any way. So now he questions these idols by saying, what's the matter? You do not speak. فَرَاغَ عَلَيْهِمْ ضَرْبًا بِالْيَمِينَ. And then what did he do? He smashed these idols with his hand. فَأَقْبَلُوا إِلَيْهِ يَزِفُونَ. Somebody فَبَلَّغَ قَوْمَهُ مَنْ رَآهُ. Somebody who saw him doing that went and told the people that, listen, this is what Nabi Ibrahim is doing. So they came. فَأَقْبَلُوا. How did they come? يَزِفُونَ. Hurrying to Nabi Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام. They asked him, أَتَعْبُدُونَ مَا تَنْحِتُونَ. Nabi Ibrahim is asking them that, listen, because they threatened him. They said, how could you do something like this to our idols? So Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said to them, do you worship what you carve out of stone? Wallahu khalaqakum wa ma ta'malun. Whereas Allah, so you are asking me, how could I do this? Rather, let me put the question to you. How could you do something like this? Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you and your act. قَالُوا بْنُوا لَهُ بُنْيَانًا فَأَلْقُوهُ فِي الْجَحِيمِ. So this was the first test on Nabi Ibrahim. They said, build for him a structure. And then fill it with firewood. And now once it's set ablaze, then throw him into this fire. فَأَرَادُوا بِهِ كَيْدًا. Quran says, they sought to outwit Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. But Allah says, we made these people, فَجَعَلْنَاهُمُ الْأَسْفَلِينَ. We made them the lowermost. In other words, what happened was, Allah says, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Allah justified by saying that, oh fire, become cool and become peaceful upon Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. This is one way how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala works against means, because we know fire burns. This is one place where the fire could not burn Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. This is one test here in the life of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The second test that came, وَقَالَ إِنِّي ذَاهِبٌ, all recorded in the same page. He then says, okay, I can't live with these people because they are making shirk with Allah. So he says, I have to go away from this place to where I'll be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide me soon. And there is a place where he went to in Sham. When he goes to Sham, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, now Sarah, Hajar alayhi salatu wasalam, the wife of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, is with him. And his son, his beloved son Ismail, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts another test upon him. Allah tells him to take them to a place, and that is Makkah, which is a barren land. At that time, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam didn't know about Makkah at all. Jibreel is now accompanying them on this journey. He is the guide. In fact, Tafsir mentions that as they were going out of Sham, there were so many fertile lands that they had seen. And every time they're looking at it, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is thinking to himself that if only I could settle in this place. But Jibreel is telling him, no, it's not this place where Allah wants you to go to. Until finally they come to Makkah. Now Makkah Mukarramah at that time was a barren land. Laysa biha ma'un wala ta'amun, no food, no drink, no crops, no vegetation, no life, no human life whatsoever, no animals. And here Nabi Ibrahim has to leave his wife and his child in this barren land. Now who is going to look after them? Here, look at the mentality of and the tarbiyat also of his wife. Because now when he's leaving, she asks him, where are you going? Are you going to leave us here? Where are you going to? So he tells his wife, he doesn't answer, he doesn't respond. But when she sees that, you know what, he's not responding, all she asks him is, Allahu amaraka bihada? Just tell me this much, is it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded you to do so? He says, yes, naam. Now look at the tarbiyat of his wife at that time also. She says, إِذَنْ لَا يُضَيِّعَنَا. If it is the will of Allah, then listen, O Ibrahim, Allah will never forsake us. Allah will never destroy us in a place like this. And we know the lengthy incident after it, how the water of Zamzam came. She climbed Safa and Marwa 7 times. When water finally comes, in a day or two, in sight of water now, animals also come. And of course, in sight of animal, it drew people also to the place of Makkah, until Makkah slowly after that became the city of Makkah, and it became developed like how we see it today. So this was one test of how he then kept his wife Ibrahim in that barren land, and how they withstood all of that. Then we see also in the same page after, inshallah we'll continue, but this is the story now when the child has reached an age where he could now move about with his father. And this is, some Mufassirin say the age of 7, some Mufassirin say different ages are given. But Nabi Ibrahim now has to slaughter him as he sees this commandment is given to him in his dream. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ. When the child Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam now reaches the age where he could now move around with Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, here the father now sees a dream, and in his dream he sees that he is slaughtering Nabi Ismail. So he comes to him and all he tells him, فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. Tell me, see what do you think? In other words, the reason why he made mashura with him, he consulted him, was just so that he feels comfortable, so that he also feels comfort, he knows what is going to happen to him. It is not that Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was going to do, was not going to carry out, was not going to execute the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Most definitely and surely he was going to execute the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he just consulted him so that he could feel comfortable with that, with what Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is going to carry out. So qala ya abati fa'al ma tu'mar, he said, do as you are commanded. Satajiduni insha'allahu min as-sabirin, you will find me from the patient ones. Inshallah, we'll continue with that tomorrow, inshallah.